This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Magic of Megan by Dry Cleaning, right here on The Pulse, bringing you the latest in the music world and fresh new music, just like the one you heard previously. Okay, Ali, what's the first story that you have in line for us?
Okay, so this week's first story comes from the wide world of social media and the Gen Z's platform of choice, TikTok.
Not Facebook.
Yeah, and actually, we're looking at TikTok's rather unique role in propelling old songs back into the limelight, sometimes even making the songs come back into the charts at least 30 years after the track was initially released.
Quite funny how TikTok is the only app that does that. It did not really happen with Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. And just a primer on what TikTok is, if you haven't heard of what it is. TikTok is a social media platform, video platform mainly, like Vine, but even more refined, I think.
Yeah, it's more tools that you can use, more functions, and more than double the amount of duration per video compared to Vine.
That's right. And I mentioned Gen Z's platform of choice at the top. TikTok currently has 800 million users worldwide.
Wow.
With 41% of its users aged between 16 to 24. So if you go on the platform, you will find its users uploading videos, you know, everything from doing internet challenges to dancing along to something trendy or even a mukbang type foodie video. I think what sets the TikTok entries apart from, you know, say, cute cat videos on YouTube is the usage of background music in many of their videos. The music selection on these videos play an unusual but pretty interesting role in resurfacing long forgotten songs into overnight hits all over again.
Yeah, for instance, last year, Fleetwood Mac's 1977 single, Dreams, made its way back into the charts because of a TikTok video. Maybe for me and you, Ali, we are so familiar with the song, but for the Gen Zs, they're like, what is a Fleetwood Mac, right?
That's right.
And that's one of the more prominent examples, something from 40 years ago rising to prominence for the younger generation. There's a whole list of other few notable songs, right, that came out about 20 years ago and are now having a comeback into the charts through its appearance in TikTok videos.
Yeah, so we've got songs like Justin Timberlake's My Love, a song from 2006, now being used a lot in TikTok videos. Britney Spears' Criminal, also not her most famous song, but also a big song in 2006. Taking it further back, Simple Plan's I'm Just a Kid. That's been used a lot in TikTok. And the thing about music on TikTok, they don't just use top songs. They also go into or reuse more obscure stuff, like this 1988 track by a group called La Trim. The track called Gone With The Boom. It has featured in nearly 3 million TikTok videos. And of course, Harry Belafonte's 1961 track Jump In The Line, also popular with TikTokers.
I guess these songs are at the mercy of what's in trend in terms of challenges online right now.
Yeah, so you know, in trying to understand this phenomenon, we seek out the expertise of none other than our very own tech guru, Matt Armitage. Hope Matt can shed some light as to why TikTok have become so effective in this unusual way. Matt, thanks for speaking with us tonight.
Hey, Ali, how's it going? Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's all good, Matt. You know, Matt, we've been seeing the resurgence of some old hits getting thrusted back into the limelight on TikTok. Could you explain what these users are doing with these songs?
I honestly have no idea what TikTok users are doing with these old songs. And that's kind of the point. They're using them as a jumping off point, a starting point. So they're coming up with things that are entirely new. It might just be a lip syncing video. It might be something that's just very simple and straightforward, or it might be something that's, you know, deeply psychedelic and quite subversive. So what we're seeing is a generation of people that are reacting and responding to music in a different way. They're using it as something that's interactive. They're using it as a starting point, as I said, a jumping off point. They're not treating it with the same reverence, I guess, that previous generations might have treated music with. They see it as something that they incorporate into things that they're doing. That might be something as simple, as I said, as lip syncing or dance routines or coming up with various challenges, but they can also use it in much more creative ways as well to spark these entirely new compositions within these 15-second formats of short video.
Yeah, and we've seen some good tunes come back to top spots in the charts. You know, we mentioned earlier Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. It charted again through that cool cruising video on TikTok. But we've also mentioned about the platform helping to bring some really obscure tunes as well. And you know, Matt, usually obscure songs vanish over time because they were, you know, not that good or deemed as flops back when they were released. And getting famous on TikTok doesn't really do anything financially to these bands, right? I mean, other than that odd few million new listeners about 20, 30 years later?
Well, I think the issue of whether bands stand to gain financially from these trends based around their tracks is a complicated one. That's one that we're seeing being played out across the streaming industry in general, because by and large, TikTok and companies like Spotify and Apple Music have these collective agreements with the big record labels. So they'll pay a lump sum to those labels, and that then gets apportioned to the artists according to their various agreements with these record companies. So in theory, it does benefit the copyright holder of the music. How much of that actually trickles down to the artists is part of a much larger conversation that's going on at the moment about streaming royalties and artist remuneration rates.
Right, interesting. TikTok seems ready-made for music-related content, but what about it that's different from the other apps in this respect?
I think TikTok is different in a number of ways. For starters, it kind of emulates the aesthetic that you see in a lot of music videos and in a lot of music clips. And the company goes out of its way to offer filters and editing tools that kind of replicate what you see in that kind of content. And that is different from, say, an Instagram or a Facebook, where we see a lot of very hackneyed, repetitious forms of picture, you know, the arty shot of breakfast, the shot of the influencer holding their hand out to the camera as though they're running away from someone. So we see a lot of replication in that content across other channels. Whereas with TikTok, I think it's much more about expressing that sense of individuality. And as I said, interaction, the interaction with music, taking those bedrock tracks and doing something new and different with it. It might be interacting with it, as I said, in a straight way, lip syncing or dancing, but it might be using it as that starting point for doing something completely weird and different and completely crazy. Because, you know, it's in as much as it's also about gaining an audience and gaining followers, I think there's much more of an element of fun associated with TikTok than there is with a lot of the other social media apps. I mean, when you compare TikTok to something like LinkedIn, for example, you know, people probably fell asleep while I was saying the words LinkedIn. So, you know, it definitely speaks very much to its core audience in terms of the aesthetic, the music. And in that it's very much determined, its development is very much determined by the trends that its users are adopting and following.
You lost me at LinkedIn. Actually, no. Matt, do you see the other apps like maybe Instagram and YouTube serving the same purpose as TikTok?
I think I see a bit of a generational difference between TikTok and services like Instagram and YouTube in the sense that it is about interaction. I think Instagram and YouTube see music much more in that older generation way, in kind of the way that I see it, which is that the hero is the music. On TikTok, the music is the background. It's something that you use for whatever it is that you're serving up on top. So when we've seen earlier efforts from companies like Instagram to bake music in, or even in the way that services like Spotify, for example, share their music through other platforms, it's still about making music the hero product. It's not about making it part of that creation. And as I said, I think there's a generational issue there. When you see the way that music is used in streaming shows, in movies now, the music is an integral part of what's going on screen. And I think the TikTok generation has caught on to that. And that's the way they're using their music in their content. And I think that's something that Instagram, YouTube, Facebook are all on the wrong side of the generational divide on.
Wow. Thank you, Matt. That was like really insightful. And, you know, we now, I don't have a TikTok account, but, you know, we'll see Gen Z using this app a lot more. Thank you, Matt Armitage, the main man behind Culture Pop.
Have you ever discovered any songs on TikTok? And if so, please tell us what they are. You can let us know on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or on our Twitter and IG page at BFM Radio.
Right, we're going into a song now, and this is an old and obscure track that was used on TikTok. It's also come back into the limelight through the app.
Yeah, speaking of song discovery, this is my personal song discovery that I found on TikTok. It's a 21-year-old song, and normally for TikTok songs, even for the old songs like Dreams, I think it's an established song where it's already good.
Yep.
But this next one, on paper, it's maybe badly sung, badly recorded. It's not your typical TikTok viral hit.
Yep.
But I think much of it was attributed to Beba Doobie, the pop punk
princess
of all time.
Yeah,
so she posted this song as part of a TikTok, and man, it just blew up. Just for some context, when this song first came out, NME only gave it 2 out of 5 stars, and I quote from that article, it says, "Only mad people and immediate family could warm to Tomkins," referring to the band, of course. So check it out. I genuinely love this song, actually. It feels very post-punk. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new discovery for me as well. Before this, I've never heard of this band, and thanks to, you know, our story on TikTok tonight, I know a new band from Glasgow.
Check it out. Life Without Buildings with The Lean Over, thanks to TikTok, right here on The Pulse. Stay with us. Right after this, we'll be going through some notable releases for the year 2021 on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.